KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock in the mornings with Ed Show, and Friday means Chamber Chat. I am so happy when I see you here and back in the room. We have Executive Director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, with us this morning.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. And I should say this to the listener, that she came in, she always comes in and she looks magnificent, and she's always vibrant, like freshly bathed. She smells great.
That's criteria.
That's huge, man. That's huge. But you look especially bright today.
Thank you.
I'm guessing because you're finally getting the pin out, right?
I am getting the pin out of my toe today, yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
But I do have kind of a major announcement.
Ooh. Should I? Can we hear it right now?
You can.
Oh, I'd love to hear this.
So we are officially announcing, and you're and Tyler doesn't even know this yet, that our presenting sponsor, Julie Lauten Design, is back this year for Taste of Laguna as our presenting sponsor.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's a big hand for Julie Lauten Design.
Yay, Julie.
And by the way, as you look around the room, you see all these wonderful things, these things that we've hung. These
She's our
sound
fairy
panels.
Godmother, Ed.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Julie Lauten Design Build. This is her studio right here, man.
It is.
So congratulations to you, first
Thank
of
you.
All. What a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What a great relationship. So I need to cover this briefly. I'm sorry about the 49ers.
I told you we needed to shut down Mahomes. We didn't shut down Mahomes.
And right now, who can at this point? If the 49ers defense couldn't shut him down, and they did for three quarters.
They did for three quarters, but look at what happens. Mahomes... Right. You know, he catches on fire in the fourth quarter.
He really
only
needed 9 minutes.
That's all he needed the last three games.
Right.
Now, so
you brought a football fan with you.
I did.
We have Paige Strayer in, and she's from Dogma. Hi, Paige.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Better since seeing you. Paige is a former neighbor of mine, and I loved living next to her because she's one of the coolest people in town. Tell me about Dogma.
Dogma is my dog walking and pet sitting business that I started 14 years ago now.
Okay. And I, you know what? Living next to you for several years, I didn't know that you did that. I just thought that animals seemed to gravitate to you. But you're wonderful with animals, and you were great with my dogs. You're great. You're really, really, you have a kinship with the animals. Am I crazy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you. I love animals. I've always loved animals since I was a kid. I remember my grandpa used to put little traps out for bugs out in his yard, and I would go and put a little stick in there so they could escape. So
we'll call her Paige Doolittle.
Yeah, exactly.
I've loved animals since I was a kid, so being able to, you know, follow that passion and the love for animals with my business has been really, really amazing for me.
And did your grandfather ever figure out the fact that you were letting the insects escape? And
that's he did eventually. Yeah, he was very happy with me, but I saved a lot of bugs.
Yeah. Now, I saw a picture of you online with an elephant. When did that happen?
Oh, that was last year in Thailand. That was my husband's 40th birthday. We got to take a trip to Thailand and visit the sanctuary there. So beautiful animals.
Beautiful. I love the pictures you took. It seems, again, that you have a kinship with all animals. You can the elephant picture, they're looking each other right in the eye, Paula.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is. That is really cool.
We also took a kayak tour, and a monkey from the mangrove jumped on our kayak and just hitched a ride. So I guess the animals do enjoy hanging out with us.
Now, see, I would freak out. If I'm out here on the ocean and a seal jumps on the kayak and hitches a ride, I'd freak out a little bit.
No, you wouldn't. It's so cool.
So do you kayak, Paula?
I do kayak.
Okay.
Obviously, in the last year with my foot issues, I haven't. But I used to go on these very intense hiking, kayaking trips for 2 weeks at a time.
Right.
And I've kayaked in Brazil. I've kayaked in Vancouver, that's kind of my thing.
Wow. I was going to brag about kayaking in Crystal Cove over here.
Oh,
I kayak
no.
all the way to Crystal Cove, man.
Yeah, we used to do these like 2.5 mile kayaks, which if you've ever kayaked, that's a long time.
Yeah.
It's like a 2 hour straight kayak, and then you have to kayak back.
That kayaking back is the issue for me.
Yep,
it's, you know,
me too.
I was the fittest I had ever been. when I was doing the kayaking and hiking.
Yeah, when you do that, when you do that, like, you feel it coming. I did I kayaked from South Laguna, and I thought one day it was beautiful. I'm doing Newport, so I made my way there.
That's aggressive.
Made my way there and thought, how am I getting back now? I took a cab.
Yeah, no question.
I took a cab, man. Yeah, the turnaround, I just couldn't imagine doing that right, not right now anyway. Paige, so you walk, what can someone expect when they bring you a dog?
I do a lot of dog walks here in Laguna during the day while my clients are at work. So a lot of middays. I also care for cats. I've cared for birds and bunnies and hamsters and fish and frog ones. So I kind of tailor my business to the needs of my clients. Some of them prefer like a pack walk, so I walk the dogs together for socialization. Others prefer a walk just with their own dogs.
Right.
So we also go to the dog park or up to the beach or up to the parks up at Top of the World a lot, Moulton Meadows.
That's a great spot to walk.
Yeah, there's a new little enclosed dog park up there now.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people know that. I just found it recently. And
I didn't.
Yeah, it's great. Just an area where you can have them off leash.
It's a trial period. They closed that off about 2 months ago, I believe, two and a half months ago, as a trial to see if it was going to be used, area in Moulton Meadows.
And do you find it highly trafficked while you're up there?
Yeah, we've run into a lot of people with their dogs and playing ball up there. So yeah, I think it's being used pretty well.
Excellent. Tell me about your dogs.
My dogs, I have two dogs. I have a Yorkie named Wiley, and we recently rescued a little Border Collie Aussie mix. He was from Puerto Rico.
Oh.
So he was...
Part of the devastation?
There's a gal here in Laguna that helps the Puerto Rico Dog Fund, and she helps foster different dogs from there. There's a lot of dogs that need homes that are coming from that area. And he's just a wonderful little dog. He's about 22 pounds and he's super friendly and loves everybody, which is great because I've got a lot of dogs around.
Right. You better be friendly.
Yes, exactly.
So, and I say this often, is there nothing better than a rescued pet?
I have rescue pets.
Yes, so, there's nothing better than the love that you get. They know.
Oh, so. You rescue.
Yeah, we foster and adopt older dogs, and you know that. So we're the crazy family, you know.
That was the passion behind starting my business. I actually created a website called OCDogFriendly.com, and it lists all the rescues and shelters here in Orange County. And that's what I wanted to do, was support rescue. It also lists all the breed specific rescues, because I think a lot of people, they want a specific dog.
Right.
They go to a breeder, but this allows them to find a rescue that adopt out those specific breeds. Right. So
I'll tell you my dream. My dream is to actually have a rescue for the bully dogs, the dogs that don't get adopted because of the stigma behind what they are. Rottweilers, pit bulls, German shepherds. I would love to have a rescue for them. And especially if I want them to be even more specific, older bully dogs.
Right.
Because they are abandoned a lot.
They are.
And they're overlooked in shelters and stuff. Thank you for rescuing, both of you. Thank you for having rescues. What's next in the coming days for you? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm actually going up to Long Beach to the Cali One Love Reggae Festival.
Nice. Got it right here. We gave away tickets. Awesome. Did you win tickets here?
No, I wish.
Oh,
okay. It's the fifth year, and we've gone every year, so very excited. I also went to college at Long Beach State, so I get to hang out my old stomping grounds, and it's a wonderful festival.
It really is, and Queen Mary Park is just, it's a beautiful park now. It really is. They really did the restoration of that was really cool.
Oh, yeah, great venue.
Paula, what's coming up for us here?
We have the leadership luncheon coming up on February 26th. And we are already at the level of numbers of tickets we sold last year, and we have 3 weeks left. So we have about 50 to 60 more seats to sell this year, because we increased the capacity of the room based on a sellout last year.
Right.
So we have about 50 or 60 more tickets to sell. So if you haven't gotten your tickets to the leadership luncheon, it's a great opportunity to network with your fellow Lagunans. And you have 30 seconds to, get up and talk about, what you do for the community and what your business is, or you can talk about your grandkids, or, you can talk about pretty much anything.
Right. I was part of it last year, I had a chance to stand up and talk, and where I would normally take, you know, 45, 50 seconds, Paula cuts me off at 30.
We have a gong. We have a little gong, and Ashley runs around with the gong and says, "Your 30 seconds are up." Anyway, it was funny because last year, if you remember, Ed, we had only like one or two people that went past their 30 seconds, and she was just chomping at the bit to get that gong.
Well, that's like it's like the city council debates that we had last year. I was working the timer, yeah. Which was actually a musical instrument, and you can't wait to shut people up. That's what it is. I think, you know, instinctively we can't. What else do we have coming up? Anything else?
We have a retail merchandising seminar coming up the day before. That's something that a lot of our retailers have asked us. How do I make my windows look more appealing? How can I re-merchandise my store? So we have an expert coming in who teaches at Saddleback College as well as Orange Coast Community College,
right?
And he lives here in Laguna.
Oh, that's so important. Mm-hmm. That's so important because as I'm walking through downtown and I see store, I don't know if I'm stupid this way or just we all do it, but as I'm walking and I see store windows, I go, wow, this could use a little help, a little.
Yeah, and you know, our philosophy is we've been asked to put on these seminars, right. And you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So it's there for you.
Right.
So sign up and come because it's silly that we have, you know, we put all this energy and effort into doing these seminars, and you have people who you think should be in the room.
Right.
And maybe are saying, oh, no, my window's fine.
Right.
My merchandising looks just great.
And it just doesn't. Right.
Needs a little TLC. Oh. And it, sometimes it's not a big shift. It's just a little bit of, you know, a little bit of color matching or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. These things that we would overlook normally, you're busy doing other things as
Correct.
The owner of a store, man. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's really cool. What date is it again?
That is February 25th, 7:30 a.m. And you can go on our website, LagoonBeachChamber.org, and look up all of that. All of those things.
Okay. And Paige, you mentioned OCDogFriendly.com as your site. How else do we get in touch with you if we want our dogs walked and we want some friendly pet advice?
You can also find me. It's Dogma Companion Care. You can find me on Yelp, on Google, and on Facebook, as well as my own website.
All right. It was fantastic having you in, Paige, and good seeing you again. Thank you so much for coming in. Paula Hornbuckle-Arnold, Executive Director, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, and the best of luck here today.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, you going to text me and let me know how it turned out?
I will.
All right, we're looking forward to seeing you again. See you next week.
Okay.
All right.